Welcome to Radio Mojo Plus, brought to you by Pyology Pizzeria and by Southern Glaciers Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Jo McGarry, here to bring you your Thursday edition of the very best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii with me, plus Bobby Curran. I'm very excited this morning because we can talk a little bit about golf, can't
we? Yeah, well, we got the Masters going on.
Have you been talking about it the entire morning?
Not the entire morning, but in segments. And we had Mark Rolfing live from Augusta, which was fabulous.
I love listening to him so much. I love your conversation with him. It's so good. But my question is, because, you know, golf is sometimes a sport that you can very much enjoy sitting at home and watching because, you know, the angles are so good and the view is so great rather than being there. But being there is something, like, really special as well. Do you think this is going to be one of the sports that you can't even notice the difference because of COVID?
No. Well, I think the players just dwell on it. I mean, they talk about it all the time. It's not the same.
It's not the same for them.
It's not the same at all. I think, actually, it's a pretty good television product still.
Yeah.
It was good. The thing about television golf is that you see so many more shots than you can ever see going to it. I mean, you're around one group, either follow a group, or you sit in the stand someplace and then only see people come to the green. Like, we've been invited sometimes to that 18th or 17th at Wailea where, you know, it's fun. But you're not seeing a whole lot of golf.
It's not serious golf watching. Yeah. I agree. It's way more kind of the social thing.
Yeah.
And then I find with the following, you're just always like between decisions. Like, well, am I going to stay here, just stay at this hole, or shall we like hurry up and herd along with the crowd? You know, I think that, I don't know, I was just thinking today that especially at Augusta, right, it's so beautiful to see Augusta and the way they limit the commercials and it's just a beautiful television product, I think.
No question. It's a little, the older I've gotten, I've realized that they're quite hidebound on their traditions. There's not a lot of flexibility with the Augusta folks.
But I think that's how you keep tradition, though, isn't it?
Well, people don't like it,
but that's how you keep it.
Well, I won't say
I mean, if they had
like
Jack in the Box commercials during the Augusta, you know, like the day before the tournament started, you'd just be kind of like, well, that's not right, wouldn't you?
They used to only have two sponsors.
I know. It's changed. Like Rolex and Mercedes or something.
It was always, I want to say, the Travelers, I think.
So what is it now? Are they allowing more people to advertise?
Yeah, there's more advertisers than just those two now.
They probably do. So Tiger's doing well. Lee Westwood's doing well.
Paul Casey. So two Englishmen are doing fabulously well.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I know this is something that you thoroughly enjoy. It's one of your favorite kind of sports events when it comes up. But you will not really see it this weekend because you're traveling from tonight.
Well, I'll get there tomorrow in time, and I'll watch some tomorrow. Where I won't see what I usually would see is on Saturday during the game. And then, of course, I'm traveling Sunday morning. So I'm kind of going to miss the moving day, which is what they call Saturdays in a major tournament, and the championship round on Sunday.
Well, let's cheer you up a bit by telling you what we're going to be talking about today. Actually, really fun show this morning. So last week we promised that we would start bringing everyone places they could go to get Thanksgiving dinner. That was obviously a good idea because we chatted with Keith Kong from Basalt, and Basalt is completely sold out of Thanksgiving to go. You can still go and dine there if you want to, but all the dinners are sold out, so that one's gone. We mentioned briefly that Murphy's, for the first time, is doing Thanksgiving to go. And if you go to RadioMojoHawaii.com, we have a picture of the Thanksgiving dinner. And guess what, Bobby? This Thanksgiving dinner, it's so impressive for one reason that I haven't really seen anyone else do. So most people get the turkey and they have to reheat it, which is really quite difficult to reheat it. You're just going to dry it up unless you know how to do it properly. There is actually one place that's sort of serving you like a cooked frozen turkey, which I just can't even wrap my head around why you would do that. But at Murphy's, they have completely carved the turkey. So if you go to our website, when you pick up, you'll see the picture, when you pick up your turkey to go from Murphy's. It's a massive pan with your, you know, 16-pound or whatever turkey, enough for 4 to 5 people. It's completely carved for you. It's just sitting there, all beautifully sliced up and chopped up. Now, for a lot of people, that's a huge part of the stress of the day, is how do you carve that bird? So isn't that cool?
That was always a big conversation in my house.
It was it really?
Oh, yeah. It was usually my father doing it, but he...
Was he good at it?
Yeah, he was okay. He didn't like doing it, though.
How can you not like doing it? I mean,
he didn't like it. He found
it
stressful.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that part I see. I agree that people... I mean, it's something you do once a year. You never practice carving a turkey. Well, if you do Christmas as well. Right.
Our house, it was absolutely twice a year.
Do you remember one person who was so expert at carving a turkey when they came to our house one year for Thanksgiving? I wonder if you can remember who this is. This unusual person who you wouldn't have thought. Someone who was in sports for a very long time at University of Hawaii and has now changed their position. But when we had a large Thanksgiving dinner, this person stood up and said, oh, I'm an excellent turkey carver.
I don't remember that.
John McNamara.
No kidding.
Yeah. John McNamara, who was, of course, the associate AD at University of Hawaii. I don't know how he learned to do it, but he carves a beautiful turkey. And he did.
So do you, by the way.
Yes, I do. But I've practiced.
Well, how modest of you.
No, but I've practiced. I mean, I haven't done the 10,000 hours of it, but I've practiced how to do it. I mean, I've watched hours of probably videos. And
you do stuff that I don't know anybody else that does, something that you also do, which is debone the damn turkey.
That's not crazy. For the faint of heart.
No, that's crazy, actually.
It's really fun. So we're going to continue that. So we're going to give you some great places to go to pick up your turkey dinners. You've got this week, and then you better get them in by Monday, I think, the orders to be safe. But some of them, so the one from Murphy's, obviously you can just call Murphy's, or if you go to our website, radiomojohawaii.com, you'll see everything you get, and you'll see a link right to Murphy's. In fact, it might even take you right there. But you'll see the picture, which is awesome. You know who else has got, if you want a dinner with a difference, and this one is lovely, it's from Chef Chai at Chef Chai's Island Bistro. Of course, everybody knows Chai. He's been a staple on the dining scene for 30 years, I think. He's in the Pacifica building. So he's doing a 4-course turkey wiki dinner box. It's $105. That's going to serve a couple of people, 2 to 3 people, and it includes a bottle of Prosecco as well. You can get a bigger box if you want. So that's that one. There are so many really incredible. Every restaurant is doing one. Duke's Waikiki this year is doing a Thanksgiving to go.
Is it me, or is this been a fairly recent development where so many restaurants are doing this? I thought years ago it was just a handful of hotel-type restaurants.
Yes, no, you're quite right. It used to be there was the Staples,
Kahala.
The Kahala was always the greatest.
Yeah.
So Kahala, I think, was the one that, although I think La Mer used to do it or something, because I remember someone calling the show once and saying, can you get the recipe for the gravy at La Mer? And I thought, well, that's really, if you're getting takeout from La Mer, that's really extraordinary.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think that in recent years, a lot of the, finer dining restaurants have started. And I think now you should take your time and really look at what you want for your Thanksgiving dinner, because, I know some people are just automatically just ordering what they've done before, but honestly, there's some lovely stuff. The Foodland takeout dinner, So you know that, of course, Keone Chang is in charge of all food operations at Foodland. So the quality is really good. I would take a look at Foodland. I mean, it's $65 for a turkey dinner for 6 to 8 people.
Wow.
Yep. You couldn't buy it for that.
I have a question for you. Do you know of anyone who makes an oyster stuffing?
Oh, interesting. An oyster stuffing. Well, I can. I don't know now, but I can find the answer for you, sir.
There you go.
I will. I'll find that out somewhere. But there's everything. Everyone's doing it, from the Highway Inn to High Steakhouse. From really good local Hawaiian Thanksgiving style up to very upmarket steakhouse style. I think it's a really exciting time because you not only are you supporting local restaurants and they really need you, but you're giving yourself a bit of a break after this not so great year, which is about to come to an end. And there are different options. So if you really want to splash out, for example, at Hai's, you can get a prime rib dinner. Now, this is super fancy, but I bet it's gorgeous. It's a 5-pound slow-roasted prime rib with their house-made focaccia bread stuffing, which is really nice and crispy and salty. And then a ton of side dishes. It's $298, which is, like, I think on the high side. For
feeds
takeout.
How many?
But it's going
Six?
To feed... It's going to feed, they don't say how much it's going to be. It's
well, I'm just thinking.
Six to eight well, look, it's how
it's
many
It's got to be
6 to 8
and 5 pounds.
Yes, you're not going to eat a pound of meat, are
no,
you, by yourself?
No, I'm not.
So all of these turkey Thanksgiving to-go dinners are on their own restaurant's website. I would say think of your favorite restaurant and just go look up the website, and I'll bet you they'll be doing Thanksgiving to go. And you know who else sometimes, if you have a Chinese restaurant in your neighborhood, very often the Chinese restaurant will take your turkey off you and deep fry it for you and give it back to you.
Really?
Yeah. So that's always something to look for as well. So I think this year, have no guilt about not cooking. Have absolutely not a second thought about not going through the entire shopping.
But you would.
Yes, but that's just me, though. I'm just a bit
You'd have horrible guilt. You would be racked with guilt if you didn't cook.
Well, we're going to buy a Thanksgiving dinner for someone else, and then we're going to cook. So we're going to do both. We're going to be supporting a local restaurant and donating the dinner,
right,
as you know. And then I'm going to cook doubly guilt-free.
There you go.
So the other good news this morning coming up, well, I'll tell you who we're talking to. We're going to talk to Kevin Haney in just a wee bit because he has some really good news and we're all looking for good news for restaurants in these challenging times. And then we're going to talk to Colton Cowell because we want to bring in our sports and food as we have done many times before.
Just so let me, because for people who don't know,
uh-huh,
Colton Cowell is an All-American volleyball player at the University of Hawaii. He is a guy who worked up from third string and just refused to be denied and worked incredibly hard and has gotten himself to where he is one of the nation's best volleyball players. He also does everything right, including the way he eats. As he says, I'm extremely picky about what I put in my body. He'll be fun to talk to.
Yeah, he will be. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to talk to Kevin Haney, definitely about Thanksgiving turkey to go and his new venture, and Colton Cowell to see how athletes are staying fit and what they're eating, and especially headed up to the holidays. I wonder if he lets himself cheat entirely on Thanksgiving.
You can ask him, he'll tell
so.
You.
All right, we will. Okay, so we are also going to bring you a PGA Live update too this morning, which is really important for those of us who love following along with golf. So I think what we'll do is we'll go for a really short break. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Hey, welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Joe McGarry plus Bobby Curran. We do this every Thursday morning. We bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. And if you want to know more about what we do in our work with restaurants in Hawaii, then you can go to our website, mojomcgarry.com, or you can go to radiomojohawaii.com, where you'll see a slightly different mix of stories and, of course, these radio interviews. Wherever you download your podcasts, you can get Radio Mojo Plus, usually every week by Friday, if I'm doing a good job of getting it up online. So we have been talking, of course, about Thanksgiving to go. We're always talking about restaurants on this show. One of the conversations I've been dying to have is with Kevin Haney of 12th Avenue Grill, because Kevin was one of the restaurateurs that had to close his restaurant, and we were just waiting with bated breath to see what would happen. What would he come up with? And he's come up with something awesome. So, Kevin Haney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jill. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm truly happy to be having this conversation with you, because since March, we've had several conversations that were going in a kind of, well, not a great direction, right, when we talked about the restaurant industry. How are things with you?
Well, you know, I have three restaurants. All three of them closed in the beginning of August, just because, as we saw, you know, the numbers spiking and going crazy, we saw business really going down, and also, you know, out of concerns for ourselves and our staff and everybody else, we just thought at that point in time it was the right thing to do. But we're actually I'm getting ready to open all three of them again in various forms. So that's exciting, keeping me busy right now. I'll tell you, over the past few months, it's amazing how busy three closed restaurants can keep you. I had no idea. I thought I was going to have some downtime. So,
and I'm sure over those months, there were days when you just thought, I don't know if we can open again. Were there particular periods where you just didn't see how it was going to be possible?
Well, I think, you know, through August where, you know, nobody really knew what was going on. They were just implementing a new shutdown order, and you know, we just saw our numbers, you know, going crazy, and we really saw the streets deserted, you know, they're still pretty deserted, but they were really deserted back then, and it was pretty depressing, really. It was a scary time.
It was a very scary time, and for some restaurants, they're really struggling still to get out of the abyss that they fell into in March. And I think you're right, in June, it just became just doubly difficult to keep going. We've seen, I think, by my reckoning, about 60 restaurants close in Hawaii in total since March. Some of them, of course, I think were going to close anyway, but it's still a huge number. And I think we all know that after the holidays, we're going to see a lot more. So we're not out of the woods yet, but even more reason to celebrate the opening, the reopening of restaurants. Now, Kevin, you're doing something different at 12th Avenue Grill, right? Tell us about that.
I am. I've implemented I'm in the middle of finishing off a new concept. I've split the restaurant into two, and I've taken one half of it, and I've installed a deli in there. So it's a deli cafe. We're going to have a full deli choices, complete with everything from sandwiches and salads to hot dishes, take-home dinner, that sort of thing, which will be available. The menu will be available online, as well as being able to come in and pick it up. But we also have, you know, a really great outdoor seating setup where we have quite a bit of seating, and so people can get the deli food and bring it outside and sit and eat. So
for people who are good at visualizing, as you walk into 12th Avenue Grill, am I right in thinking that your deli is now taking up where the private dining room used to be? And so you kind of are looking at a lateral line, your restaurant running from front door right to the end. Is that correct?
Yeah. So when you look to the right, where the private dining rooms were, they are now our deli cafe. And we will, of course, be opening up the other half as the restaurant, as 12th Avenue Grill. That has yet to be decided, I hope, in early December. It's really dependent on where things go, you know. I feel comfortable here taking out or opening up the takeout part, but I don't think we're quite ready, you know, for the full sit-down restaurant to open.
So in terms of the menu, Kevin, I know that one thing that you and your team are really good at is being able to come up with new dishes and seasonal dishes and very authentic dishes. So I'm sure if you're doing a deli, it's going to be exactly the kind of deli that people will expect, like great high-quality sandwiches, good meats. How much did you all was it easy to do that menu? Was it something that just came instinctively, or did it take a lot of tasting and testing? And
we're finishing off the testing now, but it was hard because we have so many ideas and so many things we want to do that you know, we just couldn't possibly do it all at once. So it's going to be an evolving menu. You know, we'll be starting with things, and you know, we'll look at and see what people really love, what maybe is not a big seller. But we, you know, like always at 12th Avenue, we're going to keep changing things too, so that keep it interesting. And you know, there's just too much great stuff to do to limit it to one small menu.
Yeah, I can imagine with your team, that is the problem. It's like trying to contain the creativity rather than struggling for, oh, what kind of sandwich are we going to put on the menu? Give us a kind of a highlight. Give us a sneak preview of maybe one or two of the things that you're really excited about previewing next week at the deli.
Well, we are going to have a porchetta for sandwiches, amongst others. We're going to have a porchetta panini. We're going to have a pastrami French toast. We're going to be doing a great tuna melt with our, you know, famous Cocoa Head Foods smoked ahi spread. We're also going to have burgers that include, you know, your beef burgers. We're using Maui Cattle Company. All our meats now are coming from Maui Cattle Company. But we're also going to have a fresh ahi burger, which is going to be a ground burger, not, you know, a piece of ahi. We're grinding up the ahi like a burger and doing that. We're also going to have our lamb burger that was on our menu at with 12th Avenue on the menu. So those are some of the sandwich type things. We're going to have some great salads in the deli case, and we're going to have a Tuscan farro salad, you know, a green salad, and we're just going to keep playing around with that. We're going to have a homemade burrata caprese salad people can get. Actually, I have a new executive chef. His name is Mauro Gramuglia. He's yes, he's from Italy, and he's a master.
We wouldn't have guessed.
And he's a master cheesemaker. So we're going to be making cheeses and doing all kinds of cured fish stuff and hot plates. We're going to have tamarind braised short ribs, our 12th Avenue meatloaf, of course, garlic lime fried chicken. We're also going to have a few breakfast type items available. So,
Kevin, this is Bobby. I had a question because you mentioned that much of your beef is being handled by Maui Cattle. Do they do pastrami?
No, we do the pastrami here. So,
It's house-made.
Hi, Bobby. Good to talk to you.
Yes, nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. So we cure all our own meats here, and we will be back once we're up and running, doing all the things we used to do, curing our own pastramis. But also, you know, we'll be doing some charcuterie here, and again, cheese making, and you know, everything. We do it all in-house. We're making all our own breads, all our own rolls.
You're making me very, very hungry, Kevin.
Literally, very hungry. Bobby really looks like he needs someone to feed him right now. You've done a really awesome job.
Great.
And in addition, of course, it's our favorite food holiday of the year, Thanksgiving, and you are doing Thanksgiving to go. You're offering complete Thanksgiving dinners and a la carte items, too, that people can find by going to 12thavenuegrill.com. Just give us a little synopsis of what's on offer for Thanksgiving, Kevin.
Yeah, so we're doing a complete Thanksgiving dinner, but we're doing it for two with everything going on. You know, we're doing it for two instead of big whole turkeys. You know, they're telling us don't gather in big numbers or anything, so. The turkey, we're actually going to, be serving both white and dark meat, boneless, turkey with all the sides. Of course, we'll be doing them with little twists, but we'll have, roasted garlic, mashed potatoes. We're doing a cornbread stuffing with dried fruit. We'll have gravy cranberries with kumquats, beans we're going to do pretty traditionally with, you know, fried onions and leeks. And we're also going to have desserts available. So we have small pecan pies or apple crisps for two, or 9-inch pecan pies. I think we're going to have tiramisu available also. And we also have prime rib as a side if you're not a big turkey eater.
That's amazing. Yeah. It sounds amazing. And I love the fact that you're doing it for two, because I think there are so many couples who, looking through the Thanksgiving to go options, of which there are hundreds this year, they are almost all for, you know, dinner for 4 to 6 or 8 to 10. So what a great option for people who want to have a very elegant, really beautifully home-cooked Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. To order these, you need to go to 12thavenuegrill.com and you'll see gorgeous, very mouth-watering pictures of some of the dishes, and you'll be able to order them. Now, Kevin, how about cutoff date for ordering and when can they pick them up? Is that all on the website too?
That is. The last day for ordering is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so I believe a week from the Sunday. But they are going
to pick up on Wednesday.
Yeah, we are prepared to do 150 orders, and we're well over 100 already. So,
wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great response.
Yeah. Very,
well, of course, people love Thanksgiving over there. I mean, that I think we've been at 12th Avenue Grill on the eve before Thanksgiving every year for the past, I don't know,
seven years or something. Long time. No question.
Okay, you guys, go online to order. Easiest way to do it. Now, last week we had Basalt on talking about Thanksgiving to go. They're completely sold out, so we expect you to do the same here. Help Kevin sell out the rest of the Thanksgiving dinners. We have high expectations of our listeners. Kevin, the deli is opening on the 18th, is that correct?
On the 18th, yes, correct. And actually, I'm also opening Cocoa Egg Cafe tomorrow, so that's going to be
Wow. Oh, well, the lines will return, I'm sure, and not just because of CDC guidelines, but because there's always been lines there. And, well, we're looking forward to all of it. It's such a great conversation to have, so positive, given all of the things that have happened in the preceding months. So thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see you over at the deli.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, come on in. Let me know you're coming.
See you there, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin Haney, who is the owner of 12th Avenue Grill and, of course, Cocoa Head Cafe, and his amazing little restaurant in Waikiki that I don't think a lot of people know about, where he does incredible similar things, deli sandwiches and what have you. So there you go, 12thavenuegrill.com. Go check them out. Another brilliant option for Thanksgiving. You know, there's no reason this year to do all the cooking and slave or anything. We are going to go for a really short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Jo McGarry plus Bobby Curran. We do this every Thursday morning. We bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii with just a wee smidgen of sports thrown in. And I'm happy to say that our sports being thrown in is getting more and more and more. When you consider way back in June and July, you weren't even here. Sports weren't even here. So we've all come a long way. We're encouraging you all this morning to go and check out your favorite restaurants online and see if they're offering Thanksgiving dinner to go or, of course, to dine in. They do need your support, and a holiday weekend as the one that is coming up is a great time to show them that you really are still thinking about them and want them to be here into the new year. One of the things that is always fun to do is to talk to people in the sports world about what they're eating, and we thought it would be fun this morning to talk to the very popular University of Hawaii men's volleyball player, Colton Cowell. He is the outside hitter, and he's joining us this morning. Hey, Colton, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's very nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning. I'm sure Bobby will want to talk to you a little bit about your sport, but my first question to you this morning is, I know that you're someone who really takes very seriously your diet. Has that been an important part to you ever since you started playing sports seriously, or is it something that you've come to in recent years?
I think it's come to me more in recent years. Throughout college, I decided to take nutrition much more seriously than that of high school. In high school, I was more worried about just filling out the very skinny frame that I was maintaining, and I was eating a lot of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And then as I got to college, that turned into more vegetables and looking into more of a recovery-based diet.
Is there, it seems to me that there's more information than ever now about what to eat for very specific sports or muscles. Are you finding that you've built your own diet that works well for you? Because there is a lot of information around.
Yeah, in all honesty, I feel that sometimes there's too many different diets trying to pull people in different directions. And I think that for me, what has worked best is taking important factors, such as the different nutrients and meal timing of certain diets. But at the end of the day, it's always about really what makes you feel happy, full, and performance is the biggest factor for me in terms of my diet.
Colton, can you give us a sort of an idea of your daily diet? Like, typically, what does a food day look like for you?
Yeah, okay. So in the morning, I typically start off with a cup of just straight black coffee and a lot of water. Because when I first wake up, I'm typically not as hungry as some. And then I would progress slowly into either a pre- or post-workout meal, which is typically the same thing every day. It's three whole eggs, and I don't know the exact ounce count, but it's ground turkey, and then spinach. And then as I move out throughout the day, typically I'll have either another pre- or post-workout shake, depending on what the training schedule is for that day. Followed by, I'm really into plant-based protein pasta that I get at Whole Foods. And following that, I would say it's, honestly, I have a wonderful girlfriend that makes really incredible dinners. So I've had the benefit of not always knowing what's for dinner. But when it's out in front of me, it looks too good to not enjoy. So I would say that varies from homemade pizzas, pastas, breaded chicken. Just it really just depends on what the mood is for that day.
You know, Colton, one of the things that's interesting about you to me is that in your ascent to becoming one of the best and an All-American and one of the best volleyball players collegiately in the U.S., that has been a product largely of discipline, consistency, perseverance. It sounds like you kind of have brought some of those same principles to the nutrition that you do to your workouts.
Yeah, I would certainly think that once I discovered how crucial nutrition is to being a successful athlete, I really invested a lot of time and effort into just looking at how different foods contribute to the recovery process, the energy level process, just all of those things. And before I sound like I know too much what I'm talking about, I really don't. I know it's very rudimentary, the information that I do possess, but I try to make the most with what I have, and I just focus on keeping it as healthy as possible and oriented around the fact that if I'm burning all these calories throughout the day, and if I'm training really hard and staying really disciplined, I need to properly fuel myself to wake up and do the same thing the next day.
So the question that we have to ask is, we have some very major eating holidays coming up. Do you allow yourself to have cheat days, like on a holiday like Thanksgiving, for example, Colton? Are you going to eat with impunity and no guilt, or are you still going to stick to kind of lower carb, higher protein? How does that day look for you?
Thank you for asking that question. That's awesome. I will definitely be enjoying myself in the upcoming holidays. And in all honesty, I allow myself more cheat days than just simply the holidays. I think it's really important to just keep the mind at ease by when cravings do happen to come up, everything can be healthily portioned in moderation. And I'm very much looking towards the holidays in terms of just maybe going a little overboard with some of the pumpkin pie. That's been one of my weaknesses in the past. But in terms of cheat days and whatnot, I pretty much just go from the mental standpoint of what makes me the happiest, and I know that it's going to do more good in the long run mentally for me than harm.
Will you and your girl kind of do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, more or less?
Yeah, we're gonna put the turkey in the oven in the morning, and then we're gonna go through the whole process. We'll have some baked goods, the stuffing, the gravy. I would say very traditional format, and then we may in the evening do a form of a small Friendsgiving, depending on. Say we visit Maui and visit my mom, or if we were to have friends come here, you know, just we keep it all under the COVID guidelines, but we are looking at some point having a smaller group and sharing that holiday with people that we care about.
Fabulous. That's great.
And I love to hear that you've got such a balanced kind of approach to eating, because I think, you know, far too often we see people who are just, you know, overly dedicated to their diet, that they can't have a fun day. And then, of course, the opposite, people who eat like it's Thanksgiving almost every day.
So
I love to hear that you have a good balance, and I'm sure that contributes to your success in your sport, because being balanced and doing what makes you happy, I think, is absolutely the key to everything.
Let me just get to this with Colton for a second, because now you guys are coming up in a time when you'd normally be in training. I know there are restrictions on it. I'm assuming you're talking to some of your teammates. I'm guessing, you know, Gage and Patrick and Rado. I mean, you guys are in touch, even though you are not able to work out together all the time?
Yeah, we keep very, very consistent communication in terms of the team overall. And I do contact the older guys quite often. However, I think, honestly, one of our strengths as a team throughout this pandemic has been our communication as a whole, from the top to the bottom, from the oldest to the youngest. And I feel that in terms of training, everyone on this team has really shown a significant level of resilience and determination to, no matter the obstacles that are presented or the circumstances that we cannot avoid, I think everyone on this team is showing a lot of resiliency and really, really great drive in terms of just bettering themselves through this time.
So looking forward to seeing you guys this year. I think this team has captured the imagination of the sporting public in Hawaii. And I just hope that when we get around next spring, can we have fans
in the
Stan Sheriff Center? Because, it'll be great to have you guys playing, but it would be even greater if the fans can come and enjoy it.
I couldn't agree more. I think the fans are the backbone of our program, and I think that it gives us just that much more of a sense of purpose when we're getting to play in front of people that invested so much into our program, and the fact that we have the opportunity to give back to them means the world to us.
Colton, we wish you a very happy, happy Thanksgiving, and we hope you eat extremely well and enjoy all of it. We, of course, wish you all and your teammates a wonderful upcoming season. And thank you so much for taking time to chat with us this morning. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
Aloha, Colton.
Colton Cowell, who is outside hitter, of course, University of Hawaii men's volleyball team.
All-American.
He is an All-American. I know he has so many, like, titles and awards, and he's really an inspiring young man.
Earned every one of them.
I love how balanced he is. I love that. All right, we are going to go and take a really short break. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Hey, welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Hope you've been getting some good food information. And gosh, it does feel really good to start promoting the positive aspects of restaurants opening. Lots and lots of choices for Thanksgiving to go. And of course, the same will be for Christmas, you can look to see some really creative menus coming out of our wonderful restaurants over the next 6 weeks or so. So please support them wherever you can. I also wanted to let you know some really good news to the Kapi'olani Farmers Market, Bobby, which of course is the best farmers market of all. It's really wonderful. It will reopen on Saturday morning for the first time since the shutdown. And here's the thing, it's not going to be full of tourists. So the Kapi'olani Farmers Market became a little bit like the Yogi Berra thing of it was so busy nobody went there anymore.
Right.
And people would just, you know, we just wouldn't go because it was just literally thousands of tourists, which was great for the farmers. Saturday morning, it will be opening. It will be for us and a great time to go and support those farmers who really, really need our support. So I'm really excited about that. And next week, joining us on air, we're going to be talking to Foodland's CFO, Chief Food Officer, Keone Chang, because there's a new Foodland superstore, Foodland Farms, opening at Kahala next week, I think Monday, but don't quote me on that. It looks phenomenal, and you can absolutely bet that when they open a new Foodland Farms, there are more and more incredible dishes to take out. I was just looking at their Thanksgiving dinner to-go options. There's dozens of them, but some of the options that they're offering from Foodland this year are really, really fun, a little bit different, and quite inexpensive, I will say. So check that out if you're in the Kahala area. I also wanted to give a shout out to Bobby, to Liliha Bakery. Liliha Bakery this year, I think, have gone over the top with their offerings of cookies and turkeys and pies. And they have, I think, more pies than almost anyone else, perhaps excepting the Hawaiian Pie Company. Their cookies are amazing. If you're looking for sort of something to really set off your Thanksgiving table that are inexpensive and just beautifully decorated, then Liliha Bakery, go to their website and you'll take a look at some of their gorgeous turkey cookies. They're not made from turkey, obviously. They're just in the shape and decorated as such. So really a lot going on, and it just feels, I'm sure you feel the same way in sports, right, with the Masters this weekend and UH football on. It does have a little bit of a feeling of, yes, we're getting there. Yes,
yeah,
we're getting back to normal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it feels really good. So we'll wish you all good luck for your trip this weekend, Bobby, and for a really exciting game on Saturday. And it will be a win, I'm sure.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. And next week, join us. We'll have more Thanksgiving. Chris Rommel from Southern Glazer's Wines and Spirits will join us for an extended preview of Wines for Thanksgiving. You don't want to miss that. It'll be really sumptuous and enjoyable. So stay with us for that. I want to thank Kevin Haney for joining us this morning. And, of course, Colton Cowell for sharing with us how he takes care of his body. And I'm so glad to hear that he cheats on Thanksgiving. Thanks to all of you for being with us this morning. I'm Joe McGarry for Bobby Curran. We'll see you next time on Radio Mojo Plus.
Radio Mojo Plus on ESPN Honolulu was brought to you by Pieology Pizzeria and by Southern Glazer's Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.